have started the protest last week from the southwest. We have blocked all the federal routes, and up to now, there's no answer from the federal government and the ASU. In fact, I have sued ASU and the federal government to court that our students cannot stay at home for more than 8 months or 7 months plus, getting to 8 months. Up till now, no any response from the government, neither from the ASU. Because when two elephants fight, the grass is suffer. And as a matter of urgency, some of my echoes in the southwest threatened yesterday that they want to shut down Muslim Muhammad Airport in Lagos and Abuja Airport. And I told them that for peace, I will start with one airport, which is Lagos. We are going to shut down Lagos Airport tomorrow, by God's grace. That's our plan.
So how would that solve the problem?
Yes, why we want to shut down the airport, we after blocking the route for more than 4 days, there's no response from the government and from the ASU. And we think the elite are not answering our cry. Our parents are not answering our rights. Our lecturers are not answering our rights. So we want to block both the airport and the federal highway.
Now, that's a form of protest, but do you have permission to do that?
Yes, as a matter of fact, National Association of Nigerian Students, NAN, is a pressure group. Our demand is clear. We don't want to know what the federal government are discussing with ASU. We don't want to know what ASU are discussing with federal government. All we want to know is that they should settle ASU and federal government, they should settle themselves and open our campuses so that our students can go back to their campuses and read their books. Permission or no permission? We have been crying. We have led the outgoing president of NAN, Sunday Aishapot, and led a protest to the Ministry of Education. To the extent he met the Ministry of Education and the Minister of Education worked out for him. And now, presently, we are not happy. We cannot go to 2023 election without our students being brought to their campuses. By 20th of this month, all political parties should start their campaign. And when they start their campaign, I don't think they will look at NAN. I don't think they will look at Nigerian students. I don't think they will look at the normal masses that are going to schools in their own capacity. I don't think they will look at it. What we are saying is that our campuses must be open, or else we will shut down every system that we know that is beneficial to this country until our demands are made.